After the explosion in the mailroom left me with minor injuries, I saw an unexpected opportunity to escape my role as a mail clerk. With boldness and a touch of mischief, I inquired about a reassignment, one that would take me far beyond the confines of the office. To my surprise, the request was granted. I was offered a 2-year position as a global traveler for the U.S. Department of Prominence, based in Washington, D.C. In this 5th installment, Business Travel Journals, I begin by unpacking the self-doubt that shadowed my early steps and the rigorous training that prepared me for international business travel. I'll share how I overcame a fear of flying and the paranoia that crept in during my first journey abroad. You'll find a list of the countries I explored during my assignment and how, thanks to my street smarts and quick thinking, I was eventually offered a permanent position. I held deep respect and affection for my supervisor, Mr. Hertzberg. Our trip briefings, his steady guidance during my calls from overseas, and our debriefings upon my return to Washington became touchstones of my journey. I even wrote a tribute to his sharp wit and wisdom titled The Savvy Supervisor. Throughout this chapter, I recount the adventures and encounters that unfolded in each city and country I visited. While I didn't document every location, I managed to compile 13 vivid, unforgettable stories from across the globe. This 2-year odyssey was more than a job, it was a transformation. And these journals are my way of honoring the journey. You've been listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries. New stories arrive daily, except Sundays, my rest day. Until then, stay inspired.